Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
One of the greatest passive-aggressive lines you ever get. What's the matter? And the line is, I'm fine.
Yep.
Especially if you're not, obviously, if you're going, I'm fine.
The
eyebrows
the big
up
breath,
and that type of thing.
Yeah.
The big
fine.
Sigh.
Huge.
Where you're not fine,
yeah.
But you don't want to get into the cat.
I had
you
somebody
say,
tell me they were doing breathing exercises one time.
Well, Mike, this is your old hometown. Kids in shopping carts.
That's it.
And my mom starts talking about how she could have been murdered and she could have been buried in the backyard. And at this point,
By your father, maybe?
Yeah, I'm like, who else would have done it, right? So I'm at this point, I call my dad because this is 12 episodes in. I've been hearing this drumbeat. I'm like, I called my dad and I said, Dad, would you ever have buried mom in the backyard of the Blair House Apartments, like when we were younger and were growing up?
Wow. All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hey, that worked out pretty well. Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show. That's very loud for me, Rob. I don't know why, but it is. Hi, everybody. How about your 4th of July? Can you turn that down in my headphones just a wee bit?
Well, you're playing it.
Oh, sorry. That's me. Can we start over?
Yes.
Well, not the whole thing.
This has been a really,
really...
Stay on
the air, please.
Huh?
We got to stay on the air. We can't continue just going live.
Well, it's just been confusing.
Let's start from the beginning. People can see how we make the cake.
All right. You ready for the gong?
Yeah. Okay.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara.
That's the loud.
Oscar Santana.
That's what I was talking about.
And Rob
not my music.
Spiewak.
Okay, so
now,
this was loud coming to me.
Mike.
No, stop it.
Okay, it stopped.
And we'll start again. I have to go a little hotter on my music, and you have to go a little softer, at least to me.
Okay.
Explain why that is to our listeners that might be listening to this. Why? Sometimes what I'm hearing in my headphones is not what's going out
it
on the broadcast.
It is something
and that happens
called
to be,
the send.
Yeah, what's
yeah,
being
the send,
sent to you.
The send on our show is periodically, especially after a long weekend, gets a little askew. So if we can start, maybe we'll get it perfect this time, and we'll start from the beginning.
All righty. Here we go.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get maybe started. Maybe a little hotter on.
Okay, we can do that.
Not quite my temple. Somewhere in between where it was before and where it was now.
All right.
And then we'll take it. And this time it might be perfect. And we were doing a bunch of other things, so we didn't really do the sound check.
I think you're going to like this.
Okay.
You ready?
Let's start again, taking it from the top.
All righty.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Me likey.
Mikey likey.
Mikey likey.
I have to, there's just a way that, and I bet when you produce it, when you pre-produce it,
it'll go like that.
That just has, I feel that's us.
It is.
Yeah.
It's just a little badass.
The last track was forced. This is better.
Last track was a little bit, this is just more fun.
Oh, I like the bass on this.
But this is also saying, yes, I'm electronic, but I'm good electronic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're digital, but understand
like
the analog world.
This makes me happy. And I'm not sure if it has a big finish or not, but we're going to loop it.
Yeah.
That's it. So, no, it doesn't have a big finish.
So, it will when I'm done with it.
Fruit Loop it.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. We're coming to you from Churchville, New York. Do I have the right cities this week?
That sounds right. What's the second
this
one?
This is new.
Mountain View, Arkansas, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yeah. Yes.
No.
No, that's
old. Ratchet City.
Cincinnati
that's old.
Is old.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Hold on. I got it. Okay. Roanoke, Virginia, Deadwood, South Dakota,
that's
Jackson
new.
Township, New Jersey, Glacier National Park, Montana, undisclosed Air Force location in the Middle East.
That was my favorite one this week.
And Camisano Vicentino, Italy.
It's a so nice.
Camisano Vicentino. Those are cool cities. I'll have to rehearse. Sorry, 3-day weekend. It always gets a little wobbly in here, you know, and just a little out of sorts. I don't know. I feel like maybe some fingers of an 8-year-old might have been in my studio this weekend, but I'm not sure.
Isn't that his gaming room as well?
No.
Oh, no.
Is he still doing his podcast?
No, but he's gaming in his room by himself.
Oh, okay. Got it. All right.
I thought that was a shared space.
And he's out of doors as well. He's out of doors and will be wandering around and playing sports and doing what we have him do. And happy post 4th of July weekend. Sure hope you two had a better one than I did. It was nothing bad happened. It just was a kind of a meh.
Well, the news cycle didn't help at all.
It's no, very
also
dark.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
What happened? What did I miss?
Stop.
How dare you?
How dare you?
I swear to God, what did I miss?
No, come on.
Seriously, what happened?
No, you're being a jerk. I'm not falling into
something
this trap.
Happened?
This bear trap.
Yeah,
no.
I feel like we're being led into God Almighty.
There's a lot of news and it's always bad. Maybe I'm not putting the import
it's
on
the same,
it.
That, it's the same BS. Another shooting. You know this.
Yeah.
A mass shooting.
Yes.
Yes.
At a 4th of July parade.
Just north of Chicago in Highland Park.
Yeah.
Can I be honest with you? I probably skimmed by it. The number, what, like 4 or 5 fatalities?
Isn't it 6 fatalities, 33 injuries?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I probably saw it. I am not being flip, and I am not being trying to be sarcastic or cynical. I am telling you, Oscar, that I probably scanned that and just, you know, it's just the way of the world. I'm desensitized to it. It's horrible. I feel that way. I don't know. I don't know about it. I spent a good chunk of my 4th of July weekend with a guy that was attacking me for my comment about Hillary when I was talking about the Supreme Court. And I'm not sure whether he got it or he didn't get it, that I was trying to communicate to him that I was being sarcastically saying, thanks, Hillary. Only because she lost the election, and
right.
If she hadn't lost the election, that perhaps we would have a different Supreme Court. That's it. But it went on, and it brought me to a place where I have, over the last 6 months, probably had more run-ins with people on the left than people on the right. That, and I am here to tell you that I get it. If you've listened to me for any length of time, I think you know where I come from. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't have to show my credentials or anything, but I also think that everybody from every corner of the world, it is time to chill the F out.
What was his angle that he would be so upset about that remark, even if he didn't catch the sarcasm? What you said was based in fact, that if we had had a Democrat in office, then the appointments to the Supreme Court would have been different.
Look,
I mean, that's fact.
All right, I'll read it to you.
All right.
Here we go. And it'll go nameless. I don't need names on this type of thing. It said, it's
Matt
a long one.
Bloom.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, guys?
What? No, I just said his name was
what
Matt.
What about Bloom. Matt? No, no. Are we okay?
Is I was just joking.
Yeah, he was saying that
it was, head or
it was a joke.
He said
everything's sounding okay, though?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Technically.
Yeah, that's why I said Matt Bloom.
So here we go. You mean Matt wrote the email?
Yeah.
Yes.
It says, hi, Mike. I've been a listener for who knows how long. Started on the DNM show, WJFK. I've loved the podcast, and I've listened to every episode. Sometimes I've fallen behind by up to 2 weeks because of life, but I always went in order because I couldn't think of missing some great bit or conversation. But now I'm done. I think he meant to say, I like you are on the left side of politics. And I've always appreciated your opinion on things, and I've understood that you can't or won't always go as hard as you might like because you have a listening audience to appeal to. Last week, when the issue of Roe v. Wade finally came up on your show and your initial reaction was a loud, sarcastic, he got that, thank you, Hillary, I tapped out. Your response to a Republican-packed Supreme Court making this decision and you're choosing to blame the most progressive, experienced candidate this country has ever had for the presidency is unforgivable. By saying thank you, Hillary? I'm not going to lie. I will miss listening to the show every day. But I cannot support this kind of narrow-minded thinking. Now, I got that from somebody on the left who knows my politics and considers the thank you, Hillary, which he identified as sarcastic, to be unforgivable.
Mike, now, I think it's forgivable.
Well, I don't think
the premise of the conversation, if you're actually listening, and most people don't. And that's fine. The premise of the conversation was like, Oscar and Rob, I'm tired. And I was tripling down on how this is the time not to be tired, to dig deeper.
Right. And I,
and you called me a fascist. I remember that.
I think that that is not true.
You didn't.
No, but you were saying don't give up.
I said don't give up.
That thing. But you're right. And by the way, as Rob knows, because he's been with me longer, when election season arrives, I never give up. I always go back.
No, you fight.
It's a disease.
Yeah.
I come back to it. I wrote back to this guy. My comment, which you may or may not have picked up on, was a sarcastic indication of my frustration at her failed presidential campaign. I voted for Hillary, and I was gutted when she lost. My feeling that all of this Supreme Court BS could have been avoided if she had just managed to eke out a victory over the great orange idiot is where my comment came from. Mm. Now, that should piss people off that are on the other side, mm-hmm. saying that on the show. Mm. She was qualified, she was progressive, but she was a terrible candidate, which I stand by.
I think you're right.
She was not a good... She could have done a lot better. Like, won! That's all. She could have won.
Yeah, well, everybody thought
putting
she was gonna...
candidate,
place
I'm not
is
talking
better.
About her qualifications. I think she was eminently qualified. But I didn't like her as a candidate, she was unable to close the deal because she was a bad politician. I think she would have made a good president. I said that. If you think that I was being narrow-minded, then I don't think you got my point.
He didn't listen.
No.
And then he goes back.
With respect, he heard what he wanted to hear, turned off the radio and said,
ultimately he never responded. He said, thank you for the civil response. You are far too experienced and way too funny to think that your response was sarcastic, even though in your effing message you called it sarcastic.
He's not right. He's broken somewhere in there.
He's not broken. He stopped listening to the rest of the conversation. He does.
We shut down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't shut down. Two sides to everything, you know? And as far as I was disappointed, my comment was out of disappointment. That's what I was. Yeah. And where we are right now, which wouldn't have been the case.
True
if
bummer,
she
man.
Had won. That's all, you know? And so you called her a crap candidate. That wasn't sarcasm. That's how you feel. Yes. Yeah. I also think she would have made... You can... There's the
But you were just quoting Chuck Todd, weren't you?
You can be both.
Of course.
Thought she would have made a great president. Really do. Maybe one of the best ever. Thought she was a crap candidate.
Yeah.
They don't go hand in hand. Somebody who's not a good candidate, you know, we've missed a lot of great opportunities because the person that won wasn't the, you know, person that should have won.
In fairness to the campaign, think about the amount of, I remember this was so clear, the amount of people that said there's going to be a landslide. I remember calling Mike.
Oh,
after,
tons of people.
I called Mike up like, it's like 6:30 p.m.
Right.
And I'm driving across the American Legion Bridge, if you know the D.C. area. It's one of the main bridges.
It's a great bridge.
And I'm like, hey, I just heard the guy on TOP that's like hit every election, hit the head on the nail, or the nail on the head.
Nail
damn
on
it.
The head, yeah.
God damn it. And he's called it. He's calling it for Hillary. Like, no problem. And then Mike said, I hope so, Oscar. I don't have a good feeling about this. I hope so. And I said,
I felt weird.
I said, why would this guy come on TOP?
Right.
And they make a big deal about him. And he's like, I hope. So. And literally, I remember Big O Nukes had an event that night.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I'm.
Wasn't it a Trump fundraiser?
No, it was not.
He was happy, though.
Of course. But, you know, to your point, nobody knew. I mean, I didn't know it was coming.
No, he started. Your old radio partner started on a joke thing.
I wasn't politically involved.
But he started as a bit. I remember it vividly.
Yeah, I dressed up like Uncle Sam.
And then when Drab and Chad realized, hey, we are on to something. Mm-hmm. And then ride the wave, baby. Ride the wave. And a lot of people, I swear to God, I think he's not alone. I think a lot of people started supporting Trump as a great bit. They just didn't say it was a bit. And then it became real.
So,
well, if you go back, and forgive me for interrupting, yeah. Oscar, when they had like one of the debates where they had like 60 candidates in front of a plane, do you remember that debate?
Yeah.
It was comical that Donald mm-hmm. Trump was among them because we all thought this could never happen. As
right.
it got closer and closer to reality, it became less funny. But at the beginning, it was a riot.
Yeah, and guys, look, nobody wants to be reminded about how they lost the Super Bowl. That they should have won.
Right.
Nobody wants to know that they lost the world championship that they should have won. Like mm-hmm. any Mets fan, was it Bill Buckner? What was his name?
Well, Bill Buckner. But that would be a Red Sox.
A Red Sox fan doesn't want to be remembered or reminded of that bull.
Where he gets, I think Bill has passed too. I believe Mr. Buckner is no longer.
But you know what I mean?
Like, sad.
You know but I also like to always say Oscar Calvin Chiraldi because he was the guy that lost
okay,
the
well,
World Series.
But
he was the
relief
pitcher.
For the same point, that's nobody wants to hear that.
You
but
mean as far as like a supporter of Hillary or Hillary or so? Can I finish what this guy said
please.
To me? So this guy goes on to say, that wasn't sarcasm. That's how you feel. What? Upset that she lost? I'm telling you the truth. I'm not trying to bust balls.
Yeah.
I'm simply saying I was upset that she lost. That's how. When the rights of women are taken away, your response is to attack a woman. No, my response was to... make a sarcastic comment about the candidate
the
who I believe had it in her grasp and it had nothing to do with her.
If you look,
man as well.
I mean, he obviously knows or at least knew at one point it was sarcastic because he said so.
Yeah.
But if you go behind the sarcasm, what you're saying is solid fact, is that if she gets elected, those Supreme Court justices are not appointed. Period.
What about
hence my sarcastic comment.
Of course.
Thanks, Hillary. It really wasn't all that sarcastic.
No.
And now I'll contradict myself because I felt that way. If she'd been elected, if she'd closed the deal on that guy, then it would have been different.
And it's not an attack on women. I want to say that.
Yell at Mike. Yeah. He's sweet.
He says, your response is to attack a woman. Think about that. Reflect on that. By the way, please enlighten me as to how she was a crap candidate when she told us all what would happen and how everything she told us would happen has come true. That has nothing to do with her candidacy. A political candidate's job is to win elections.
And when you come in second, you are by default a crap candidate because you didn't win. You did not win.
That's all.
That's it. That's all.
That's all. So I am literally, let's see, Monday morning at 8 o'clock in the morning, I'm responding to this guy after that. I don't know if it went.
It's the first order of business, July 4th.
I think if it.
That's what you hit emails.
Shut up, you.
You put on your powdered wig.
Yeah.
And
it's
you went, I'm getting into my Uncle Sam outfit, and I'm responding to this guy.
You get your gavel, and you're like, let's
I said, reread my response.
Yes.
I said to him, reread my response, take a breath, and stop trying to tell me what I meant. Hillary lost the election. She lost to a grifter with the worst moral compass in the history of the Republic. And then I said, her candidate, and then you know how on Facebook your fingers get messed up, and you have to start another message because you messed up the first one. And then he wrote, in the middle. I'm not exaggerating here. In the middle of my response, he hadn't gotten it yet, and he wrote, that's what I thought. No response.
Oh.
Go touch grass and enjoy your fourth.
Face. Did he write face? Pace.
By the way, my allegedly Pace. My team, allegedly
do you
my
think,
side.
Do you think
I don't think
your
so.
Side?
No, I don't want him. I don't want to be
no,
on his
we need,
team.
We need everybody we can get.
I said her candidacy was marked by an inability to connect with voters, which I believe.
Yeah.
That's why she didn't do it. Also, a few missteps. But I don't even look. I'm not even saying the people in her political camp that said, don't campaign here, and there was always talk about that if she'd gone to this place and that. I think it was this defensive crouch because she was attacked regularly, and I think she was in a defensive crouch. I said, you should maybe focus your considerable anger on the people who are trying to prevent common sense gun laws, restrict a woman's right to choose, and turn back the clock on voting rights. I stand by my track record on all those issues, but you are the type of individual who wants to judge me based on one comment. I'm glad to get this off my chest here.
Yes.
Said in jest, which it was, that rubbed you the wrong way. I suggest you reflect on why we are so divided in this country. There are good people who disagree with you, but since you believe you have all the answers and anyone who rubs you the wrong way should be canceled, parentheses, no longer listening to my show, I consider you part of the problem. You even gave me SHI.
Right.
For, let me see, you can give me for not responding, and then I put in all caps because I'm yelling, while I was responding. Mm. I am sure if we sat down together, we would agree on many political issues than more than we disagree. Please understand that I don't engage with listeners very often in this forum, which I don't.
Right.
When I do, I share it online. I share it on the air. But I am a liberal Democrat. There I am. Put it on me. Put it. Go ahead. Anybody wants to argue that? I wear it proudly for anybody that wants to listen. Do I have it on my show every day? No, I don't. It's boring. And we fight too much, so there's too much of it. But where I live, and I and this is the truth, folks, and for anybody that might be a Happy Valley person or a Cocoonville person that's listening, I don't care if they hear this, all right? I'm a liberal Democrat, and where I live, I take S about it every week of my life. Every week. It's funny sometimes. It's not other times. I live in the middle of red America, and I proudly let them know all my politics, even though I know that they will judge me, and many of them will no longer treat me normally.
Ostracize.
Which is the
you.
Truth.
Mm-hmm.
I don't let it bother me, but it does wear me out, because I have to constantly control my anger at them, and sometimes I don't, and sometimes that sucks. To be called out by someone who supports most of the same things I do simply because I said something during one show that he didn't like just plain sucks. My thanks Hillary comment was born out of my frustration that she lost. I hate what Donald Trump activated in this country, and I wish it had all been different. But it wasn't, and here we are. I hope you are clear with my politics, and I hope you'll reconsider your decision to support my show. Happy 4th with no response from this gentleman at all.
I thought we walked away, and if this gentleman would have stayed with the show, it was a clear platform for 2022. And it was 2022, no more wackatoos. Correct?
Did we say that last week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And dues didn't rhyme with twos, so we went wackatoos.
Wackatoos.
No more wackatoos.
It can't be.
Remember, Pony? It can't be that you got to talk to fellow Americans, man.
Right? I mean, do we have a choice? I don't think we do.
I think you have to. But, Mike, I will tell you. Like, I'm scared to even say anything.
Like right now in this forum.
Yeah, because people are, it's charged. It's zero or like you're either 100% with the Democrats or you're 100% with the Republicans. There's no middle ground. Everyone yells at each other and you're like, what is going to happen?
Lots of yelling,
here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't agree with you, by the way. I don't agree at all. I don't agree with that at all.
Well, I'm telling you the way I feel. You know, I agree that I'm happy you disagree with him because I hope that isn't the case.
No, I don't think that there is, as far as this gentleman who wants to cancel us out.
No, that guy's sailed.
But that's extreme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm also saying that I will have someone happen to me last night. I was at a little fireworks thing last night. And look, the conversations with me go as follows. So I understand you do a radio. I said I used to. I said I do. I have one radio affiliate left, but we're primarily an online. Blah blah blah. Well, what do you sports or politics? Every one of you gets this. I'm sure. Talking to Oscar and Rob right now, not our listeners. You guys get the same thing. You know what it's like. And then it eventually goes, well, what are your policies? And sometimes it goes there. Yeah. And sometimes I engage and sometimes I don't. And last night I engaged. Super active, right-wing Republican. We had a very lengthy and very, very legitimate conversation. And I disagreed. And then we found some common ground, which was interesting. But I'm not – look, I'm talking about this now because of what happened to me over the weekend.
Yeah.
I don't make this a political forum. He had some fascinating things at the end. For the Democratic Party to consider, which I thought were interesting. And it just came out of left field, and I was very surprised. But what I'm finding myself doing is I can't talk the talk without walking the walk. And if I'm going to tell listeners, you have to reach out to people, and you have to just put your opinions sometimes in your back pocket and not hit people over the head about it. We were talking last week, and forgive my elderly brain, about Oscar's situation, which was handled so deftly in the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a similar thing where you're enlightening somebody or you're at least letting them know your sensitivities without calling them out. Oscar, I think it's the same with, to a degree, if you get yourself by accident or not into a political conversation, you have to kind of finesse it. That's the point.
Sure. Agreed. I have. I don't hide the fact that I'm a Lincoln Project supporter. Outside of the work we do, even here at Podville Media, we don't hide it. We're very proud of it. We think there's still a lot of work to do. And by we, I mean my family, my wife and I, and how we've been educated to a higher level about, you know, the honor and privilege we have to actually vote in this country. That I neglected for many years because I felt like other people were taking care of it and didn't affect me. And I really have Mike, you to thank for this because you've been beating the drum on the other side saying you got to get involved.
Yeah.
If you don't care, who's going to care?
I think everybody, it's been proven maybe in the last 10 years, maybe in the last 2-3 years, more than it's ever been proven. In my opinion, I think, it's what we have. And I think the vast, we'll have a, I think it's in the news today, we'll have a little Independence Day fun with Americans and how they think about the 4th of July. I think that we have to, all I'm thinking now, among any, lots of other issues that I want to get involved with, is how we do our best to communicate with each other. I don't have to agree with you. Don't have to like you. Can really hate some of the things you stand for. But I have to communicate with you. I have to keep the dialogue open. And I'm trying to do that. And I think I do a really good job of it. I have, my desire is to put myself in gentle situations where I can address it if it comes up. And if it comes up, I've become pretty skillful at doing that. If I don't have Mr. Pabst or Mr. Blue Ribbon with me, that's usually
Mr.
Also
Pabst.
Tough to make a point where, you know, the headline in my Google News feed was the shooting, and then second was the national sriracha shortage that's coming up.
America cares what America cares about, Mike.
So
now you point the absurdity of where we are as a country. Like, I mean, you know, I will give you, it's in the news. I don't care if I skip ahead. The Joey Chestnut hot dog eating contest where he's attacked
by a
protester.
Yeah.
What? I mean, really?
The cat-like reflexes. Guest of the show. Proud American.
Yes.
Cat-like reflexes. If somebody,
one dressed as Joey Darth Vader is going to get him.
Yeah, if I
we'll tell you the details of the news, but
there's no way I would have stopped eating if somebody was protesting.
Joey.
That. Yeah.
Guest on this show. Proud of him. If we can rebook him, congratulate him on his victory, and ask him about the incident, that would be wonderful, Rob.
Okay.
I'd talk to him again.
All right.
Just a quickie. That
Joseph
would be fun to talk.
Yeah.
So get Mr. Riddell to to open up the Carney pipeline, please. That's it. We have to find out what's going on. I think that the thing about it is that you have to be aware that everybody wants to fight. Just not the people, even the people that agree with you want to fight, like this guy.
I said, thanks, Hillary. It was a throwaway comment. And I said she was a crap candidate, and I was not happy with her candidacy. And I stand by that. I'd say it again. I'd also vote for her again if she was running against a lot of people that are out there. I would. But anyhow, it's
even
just,
after the Pizzagate scandal?
Even after the Pizzagate with that guy down in the bottom of the the basement or something like that.
Right. It was just a lot of bad business.
Pennywise.
It was, getting back to the original thing I asked you two about, it was to me just another example of how the 4th of July was just a big bowl of okay for me. It just was a big bowl
of okay. I think this year was, it had its pluses and it had its minuses. First of all, I think a lot of people had a very positive vibe going into it because it was our first proper 4th of July in, what, 3 years?
Coming out of the pandemic, yeah.
And then, but also, America hates a 4th of July on a Monday. They hate it.
Now, I was excited for it.
And now, what they want is 4th of July on a Friday.
If we hadn't been invited to our friend's place, kind of a last-minute invitation.
You also have a young kid to see fireworks.
I have a young kid.
Yeah, you got to see fireworks.
Well, we did in a way. We had a little local thing where we just set some stuff off in the street, and it was kind of fun, little sparklers and stuff. And then we're coming back home. We went over a bridge, and you could see the whole, Florida's flat.
Doesn't Happy Valley do this?
No.
No?
No. I used to love those. Well, I had a buddy that invited us over, and they did it off their... I wasn't invited again.
Oh, a private affair.
Oh, dear.
Okay,
hence
got it.
The
God bless.
You know, yeah, thing where I talk to people. I'm not in that crowd anymore.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can bring this up, and we can... Boom.
The town of Kensington didn't have fireworks because they couldn't find people to shoot them off.
Someone lost the lighter.
It's like,
so thanks to my friends for having me over. It really was. We had a great time.
Yeah.
Great dinner. Had some drinks.
Yeah.
It was fun. The kids get along. They're the same
they
age.
Cook
He's
out?
An older father.
Burgers and
no,
dogs?
We went to they got a little restaurant near their house.
Oh, cool!
And we went there. It was outside. It was fantastic. Temperature was good, even when it was hot.
Yeah.
It was not hot.
It sounds beautiful.
But I still was kind of like, we weren't at a fireworks display,
right?
Which the little kid in me wants to do. But I was okay. But then, it was kind of a meh weekend for a variety of reasons I won't go into.
Who wants to sweat on a blanket?
Carla was coming out of the big covey, and just still felt like crap into the weekend. But it's good to have friends, ladies and gentlemen, because I got home and at 9:46 p.m. I received a text message video from my dear friend from Herndon, Virginia.
Yeah. Oh no,
the one and only James Tiberius Cerrito. I will play this for you. Hopefully, it's loud enough. Jimmy took a video of people leaving the fireworks.
The Herndon fireworks?
In Manassas.
Oh.
And
this is great.
I'll explain it first because that's a better way to do it if we don't get the audio. And the video is of a father wheeling his son back, I guess, to their car in a grocery cart. And Jimmy, God bless him,
he knows how to
captions
guess.
It. Happy 4th from the zit. Jimmy is a funny person. And Jimmy, I love you. You know that. I told you that, and you made my night. So let's see what happens.
Well, Mike, this is your old hometown. Kids in shopping carts.
That's it.
Yeah.
Kids in shopping carts. It was Jimmy. And Jimmy's just a great guy.
The best.
Jimmy gets it. Jimmy, through all the goofiness, gets the joke.
Yeah.
Lives in Manassas.
Yeah.
Lives in Manassas, gets the
He's
joke.
He's got that was, bike fence.
It was.
Bike it fence was is gone.
Special. Okay. All right.
Gone.
But, man, relax. You know, we're the former home of the Mike O'Mara show, guys. That was 10 steps.
Yeah.
Out to the lawn of the old courthouse with fireworks directly overhead. Yeah. It was the best 4th of July house
Glorious.
I ever had.
Fireworks over 200-year-old wooden homes.
What could possibly go wrong? They were great. I don't know where they let them off, but it was in one of the parks over there.
Lake Manassas.
They were great. Did
I think
you guys
they
ever
set
come
them
over
at,
for the 4th?
I think they set them off at the Sheehy dealership.
It was spectacular.
They didn't have cars anyway.
So, Jimmy... Thank you. I was a little meh, and you made my
that's
weekend.
That's awesome.
We got to take a break and come back with the news, including the aforementioned Joey Chestnut debacle. And later in the show, we're going to talk about passive aggressiveness. Oh. And how certain things are said. I decided to spotlight this because there were so many things on this list that really make me mad.
It's a summertime celebration on the latest bonus show, and there's a special guest. If you haven't heard it yet, here's what you've missed.
Surprise!
Piss off the rich and famous.
I'm a very handy young lady.
My name is Rob Spiewak, and I'm the new diabetic.
Pedro says scream real loud.
Hey. 2022. Come on.
Oh, are we being snowflakes and sensitive right now?
Let's have a real old-fashioned noisy 4th of July.
As Americans, we all have the right to life, liberty, and laughter. Ensure yours today with a bonus show subscription. Just click that banner at MikeOmeraShow.com.
God bless America. Want to thank Jim Amato and Mark Riddell for the incredible work they do each and every day. They are fantastic, and they are extremely talented as well. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. This portion of our program is brought to you by Sunday. Does your lawn have weeds, bear patches, or pet spots?
Spotch.
Sunday can help you solve all these problems and more the easy way. They've got everything you need, from fertilizer to seeds to weed control. And it's all delivered right to your door. I used to dread taking the time and effort to fertilize my lawn because, by and large, anyone who knows me will tell you I'm just not a green thumb kind of guy.
Yeah.
But now I look forward to it. Sunday's lawn care products are quick and easy, and I don't even have to go to the store. Going to the store for me is a hassle. Autographs, pictures, selfies. God! Sunday's custom lawn care is the best. Just go to GetSunday.com, put in your address, and their lawn analysis tool decides the rest. They use soil and climate data to create a personal nutrient plan delivered to your door right when you need it. Sunday's lawn care products, they are made with your family in mind. That's why they use ingredients that you can feel good about, like seaweed. Let me do that again. Seaweed, iron, and molasses. Best of all, it really works. I've used it, I know. Sunday is offering our listeners 20% off. Full season plans start at just $129. And you can get $20 off at checkout when you visit GetSunday.com/TMOS. That's 20% off your custom plan at GetSunday.com/. It's a backslash, I believe. TMOS. And we thank you, Sunday.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into
lawn.
Your digital device. Yeah. It's what you need to
know. You need fertilizer.
This is the homepage.
That'd be perfect.
Fertilizer. Oh, my God. I start with happy news. I know there's been bad news,
yeah.
But I bring the happy because that's what I do. That's
thank
my
you.
Job. Oh, get ready.
Yes.
Lindsay Lohan is a married woman again?
Yeah!
Yes,
sorry. I knew it.
Darn it.
Yeah.
The
you'll get Tony, your turn, Pony.
Did Pony say it. Darn it?
Yeah, he'll get his turn.
The lucky guy is named Badr Shamas. Say that 10 times quick. Actually, you could. Badr Shamas.
Hot buttered Shamas.
Badr Shamas. He works in finance. Hey. They've been together for between 3 and 4 years and got engaged last November. There's no word on when they actually got hitched. In an Instagram post on Saturday, which was also Lindsay's 36th birthday, she said, God. Quote,
I'm the luckiest woman in the world. You found me and knew that I wanted to find happiness and grace and all at the same time. Yay! I am stunned that you are my husband.
I think we all are.
My life and my everything. Every woman should feel like this every day.
So congratulations.
Yeah.
I think she had the Beach Club reality series and then...
Is that still on?
Yeah,
is that
Club
ever a
Lohan.
Thing? I don't
yeah.
know.
One and done.
Did Dennis Quaid go to the funeral? He played her dad in The Parent Trap.
The funeral? You mean the wedding?
Wedding. Oh, that
the
might
wedding,
have been...
Rob.
This guy.
Might have been a little bit of a Freudian
your
slip
head's
there.
Out. Wow, that's... So, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have played that twice.
You should
Let's
have.
Move on. We talked about it. Joey Chestnut, he won the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest again yesterday, but this time the competition just didn't come from the other eaters.
What?
A protester from the animal rights group Direct Action Everywhere got a little too close, and Joey put him down pretty hard. Now watch this. He's scarfing down his hot dogs, and a guy comes out of the audience and charges Joey, and Joey dumps him while he's still eating the hot dogs.
Mm-hmm. Didn't miss a beat.
Yeah.
Joey won his 15th title in the last 16 years, but he only downed 63 wieners. That's way off his record of 76, but he was still 20 dogs ahead of his closest competitor. Well, he was attacked. How is he supposed to eat more than that?
Do you think he gauges it back? Does he keep an eye on the scoreboard and know that he doesn't have to go 76?
I think he is probably trying, I would imagine, every year to beat his record.
And Mike, remember, you have to say it like the announcer does. 63 Nathan's hot dogs and buns.
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 I've never watched it. Have you watched it? Have you actually watched it?
Oh, yeah, I've watched it.
Oh, I love watching
it.
ESPN.
All right, I don't particularly like James Cameron, but I kind of see his point here. His Avatar sequels, he says, are going to be long, like 3 hours or more. And he can already hear people complaining about it. His message to those complainers, shut up.
Mm.
Shut up. He says, quote, "I don't want anybody whining about length when they sit and binge watch TV for 8 hours.
There you go.
It's like, give me an effing break. I've watched my kids sit and do 5 one-hour episodes in a row." He adds, quote, "Here's the big social paradigm shift that has to happen. It's okay to get up and go pee." Okay, he's upset for some reason. Why are you upset, James? Just make your art.
You know, a lot of people, here's a tip I can offer, a pro tip. If you handle it the way I handled the first Avatar movie, you won't have this problem. And what you do is you don't see it.
It is a good movie.
I've never seen it.
Avatar's not bad.
Yeah. Blue Cats?
It was visually very unique.
At that time, it was like, it was unlike anything you've ever
seen. Do you need another? Do you need a sequel, though?
You know, that's a good question. If they're going to innovate like they did with the first one and perhaps put something in there, no, probably not. No. But that's what they do in Hollywood. There are worse products that I would see having a sequel.
Like,
so I mean, I
Titanic
think it's
2,
okay.
Electric Boogaloo.
You can't do Titanic 2.
No.
Why?
There's
impossible.
Another Thor movie coming out.
What if that ship finds another ship?
And what, they make love and give birth to a dinghy?
A tugboat.
Yeah.
Cameron also explained how he's bringing Sigourney Weaver back for Avatar 2. Even though her character died in the first one, she's playing a totally different character. She plays Kiri, Jake and Neytiri's adoptive teenage daughter. Oh, so they're going to CGI her.
Ah.
Avatar The Way of Water, speaking of pee, hits theaters on December 16th.
I'll go.
So it's way off.
That's a Christmas movie.
Check it out.
That's a movie.
I
want to
see the Elvis
screen.
One that Rob raved about.
I saw it a third time over the weekend.
A third time?
You
got
to go. Yes. I wanted Carrie to see it.
Oh, that's sweet.
So I took her and my mom to go see it again.
That's nice.
How much money would an airline have to offer you to give up your seat and take a later flight? It obviously depends on where you're going, what you're doing, and whether it would mess up your plans. You, is that $200 or $2,000?
$2.
Yeah.
Rob Spiewak,
I'm good.
Easy Mar.
It's me in the airport again.
Would 10 grand do the trick for either one of you?
Oh, God, yes.
A writer for Inc.com named Jason Aiton went on a trip to Alaska last week with 7 family members, his wife, 4 kids, and 2 other adults. And before they took off, Delta offered them $10,000 to get bumped to a later flight, but Jason turned it down. That's $1,250 a seat for 8 seats. Well,
then it's not $10,000.
It's not $10,000. You're right. It's not. Not in travel vouchers. They were offering $10,000 on a Visa gift card or with an immediate transfer over to Apple Pay. Jason says that it took a minute to register that it was a serious offer, and then he was worried about how long they'd be delayed, if their plans in Alaska would be effective. Oh, they were on the way to Alaska. That's different than coming back.
Yes.
And whether 10 grand was worth it. So he declined and watched a few other people take Delta up on
Don't be a hero. Take the money.
But Rob's right. It's a $1,250 offer.
Meanwhile, Delta paid them in crypto. You know this
happened. Isn't that enough money?
No, $1,250? Depending on what your plans are for a vacation nowadays with what people pay for vacations. Right. I don't have an easy answer.
And also, maybe if it's an instant transfer, but certainly not in a gift card, because you know what happens is you get back on the plane and all of a sudden it's into the Sky Mall and you're buying a thing that shoots marshmallows.
It would pay for the vacation.
You buy yourself a beautiful framed picture of Vince Lombardi with an inspirational quote. Then where's your gift card? Gone.
How many times? All that travel we did in the 90s. You read them all cover to cover, Speedwagon.
Sky Mall.
Might not recognize the name Martin Cooper, but you spend hours a day worshiping one of his creations. And no, he isn't the founder of Netflix. Martin is 92. And about 50 years ago, he invented a little thing called the cell phone.
Hey, Marty!
It was 1973. The phone was called the Motorola Dynatac 8000X. Obviously, it looks nothing like the smartphones we have now. His phone was basically a 13-inch brick of plastic with an antenna sticking out. They appeared in some 80s movies like Wall Street, when Gordon Gekko's on the beach. Anyway, Martin was on a BBC morning talk show recently, and he said that he spends less than 5% of his time on his mobile phone, and he seemed shocked when someone suggested that they spend around 5 hours on theirs. He said, quote, I don't know if he's British. Do you really spend 5 hours a day? Get a life. And that's coming from a 92-year-old. That has a little more power.
He would spend more time if he found OnlyFans.
OnlyFans, yes.
Yeah.
Did he own the patent for this or did he just invent it?
It just says he invented it. So maybe he doesn't have the patent. Maybe he's a bitter old man.
Yeah, I'd be bitter as well.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be bitter, incredibly bitter. I bought this up before we did it, but this is Independence Day and this is America. Independence Day may be synonymous with summer, but a new survey finds many Americans should go back to school. It turns out 1 in 3 people don't know how to spell independence. And even fewer know why Americans celebrate on the 4th of July. Specifically, the poll of 1,000 Americans commissioned by lawsuit.org. Interesting website.
I live there. It's a great website.
They found over a third spell independence incorrectly. Moreover, researchers add that internet searches on how to spell independence skyrocket by 85% during the July 4th holiday weekend. The most common way people misspell this important word in the American lexicon is by using an A and spelling it independence.
Oh, I thought they would have spelled it
independent.
They'd use an A and spell it independence.
Independence. Other common misspellings include independence with an S. Independence without the other E. It goes on and on.
I can't laugh. One of these was probably mine.
No.
Spelling isn't the only thing giving many people trouble on the 4th. The survey also discovered that plenty of respondents deserve an F in American history. As most elementary school students could tell you, July 4th commemorates the adoption of the Declaration of Independence in 1776.
Right.
Signaling our nation's freedom from British rule. However, the poll found 2 in 3 young adults in Gen Z don't know who America declared its independence from.
You're kidding.
Right here.
Wow.
At lawsuit.org.
Lawsuit.org.
By the way, in Florida, 3 out of 4 people say the 4th of July is when you set off the boomstick. Yeah. Yeehaw. Till 3 o'clock in the morning. Yippee-yay-yo-ki-yay. Boom, boom, boom. I don't care if it is 4 a.m.
Boomstick.
Woo! Duh. We'll take a break and we'll talk about passion aggressive. Pacifist. We'll take a break and we'll talk about... Hey, what do you mean?
Oh, Paisans! The Michael Mary Show can be watched on Facebook and YouTube. Listen to on iTunes and Spotify. Now I present to you the show's next conquest, TikTok.
TikTok.
Check out video clips of the show with new content every day. Click on at Michael Mara Show and follow today. Capiche? Grazie. Now back to our capo, Michael Mara.
Enjoy your time, Paulie.
Time.
In your whatever.
Happiest man on Facebook.
Yeah.
Let's see. In an effort to offset inflation, the Federal Reserve has turned up the heat with the biggest jump in interest rates since 1994. The days of ultra-low rates are behind us, but there are still opportunities out there within the mortgage industry. For example, one-third of all mortgages are carrying PMI. Mm-hmm. With the double-digit appreciation last year, you can refi to remove the PMI or take some of that cash out for any reason. When it comes to purchasing a home, the mortgage lender you choose can be the difference between winning or losing your contract on that home. So take my advice and call Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial. Whether it's a purchase or refinance, call the good people at Cornerstone First Financial today. One of the longest running advertisers on our show, call Cornerstone First Financial today. The number one choice of all TMOS listeners, 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Thank you, Cornerstone First Financial. We appreciate it. I think it's no secret that many people, myself certainly included, don't care for passive aggressiveness. I hate it more than anything. I like head on.
Some people might not understand what passive aggressive is because they do it all the time.
Yeah, because you hear it all the time, and I think it's overused, and I think it needs an explanation. A new poll found the most passive aggressive people in our lives, believe it or not, are coworkers, with 20% of the vote. But our moms were a close second, 18%. According to the results, here are the most annoyingly passive aggressive phrases. Let me look over this again because I want to go 10 to 1. Probably.
Mike, before you jump into that, I'll give you a brief explanation of what passive aggressive is.
All right, he looked it up on his phone.
It is. It allows a person to express anger and related emotions without directly communicating these feelings. People expressing passive aggression often retain the ability to deny that they intended their behavior aggressively.
Number 10, in my opinion, would be one of the greatest passive-aggressive lines you ever get. What's the matter? And the line is, I'm fine.
Yep.
Especially if you're not, obviously, like if you're going, I'm fine. The eyebrows
the
up
breath,
and that type of thing.
Yeah.
And the big
fine.
Sigh.
Huge.
Where you're not fine, but you don't want to get into the context.
I had somebody tell me they were doing breathing exercises one time, and I almost took the steering wheel. And just yanked it to the
right
real quick.
I'm not sighing. I'm doing breathing
exercises. To get off the baby.
You should be nice. Breathing exercise is the only exercise I got for many years.
God bless you.
Thank you.
You're still here.
This is great. So I'm going to set this scene for you. You're in at a dinner table, and you've cooked dinner for everybody.
Okay.
Bob, you can relate to this.
Sure.
And you're sitting down, and somebody says, that was surprisingly good.
That's
passive aggressive.
That's
like surprising. Like what? What did you expect it was going to taste like feces?
Yeah.
Is that what you were looking for?
I was going to cook the duck too hard or too much.
Overcooked duck.
I don't even know how you cook duck.
You roast it.
Now this one I don't get. Get it, but it's why don't you just blank? Like why don't you just drive? Or why don't you just go out? Why don't you know what I mean? It's why don't you just do that? Why don't you just...
That's not very passive,
take
though.
A walk.
That's
it's not a good
kick
one.
Rocks.
Yeah, it's not
it's a
good at all.
One.
Yeah.
What's the next one?
Mike, why don't you just read the list?
Yeah. Get a lot of that.
Here's the next one, number 7. I was just kidding.
Not fair.
Hey, don't get so mad. Does this happen to you a lot? You got so hostile just now.
No, I think Carrie and Rob probably play ping pong
say,
with
kidding?
These words.
I'm getting plastic surgery. Just kidding. Not...
Yeah. We got a great rate on the
Visa. This list is, I'm a little disappointed. Always come to rehearsal, kids.
Yeah.
You should have known that is another one. Or you should have known better. That's aggressive, right? I don't think that's very passive.
Well, that is not passive, and that's really a best, that's piling and kicking when they're
that's
down.
That's direct.
I will give you number 5. It makes up for the other ones because this is the Mac Daddy of all passive aggressive lines. Sure. If that's what you want to do, that is the. Hello, guys.
Yes.
And gals. Yeah. We've all gotten that. We've all.
And I'll add to that, the longer you've been married or with someone, the more likely that one is to come as your first defense. Because you know you can recognize out of the chute when an argument is pointless.
I'm at the stage of my marriage where my wife questions every little thing that I'm doing. But was 5 years in, and then I prove her wrong, and she never acknowledges that, like, to
play. That might be, that might not be for the passive aggressive list. That might actually be therapy.
Okay.
You might want to bring
And you'll
that
never
up
get credit. Therapist.
Noted.
You'll never get credit.
I'll give you a hypothetical here. I'll create a little fantasy here. Hey, Carla, the local casino is having a special night for Irish Americans over the age of 60 years old. I'm going to get $400 in free credit, and Carl Yastrzemski is going to be there signing baseballs.
Huge, huge.
Will you want to go with me?
Huge.
Sure, if that's what you want to do.
Got it, got it, got it.
There it is. Yeah. Understood?
Here
it is, and if you want to send me into a bit of a mini meltdown,
yeah,
you can usually get me there by saying whatever. Whatever is the worst. It is the worst.
Dismissive.
I think it's the definitive passive aggressive line.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
can I give you an example with Pony? This is passive aggressive, and I know it is because had a lot of practice with this guy. Bonus show on Friday. Had a great bonus show. Very natural. Very organic. I thought talked about a lot of different topics.
Fun.
Jennifer was hilarious. Like it was good. Had a great feeling. Like floated out of the studio.
Yeah,
right?
The kind of the show that when you leave it, you feel good about it.
The whole time, what you don't get to see is my perspective, Mike. I see one light out during the show, like somebody didn't set the set correctly. So I walk into Pony. I said, "What a great show! Wouldn't it have been great if every light was on in the studio?
These are studio lights, lighting the set.
Yeah." That's I knew that left him on like a kind of.
And did
high.
He say whatever?
No, he said. Oh, weird. I didn't notice it.
There you go. Pony said, counterpoint?
Oh.
Whatever.
Yes.
The number three one is no offense, but. That's usually, yeah.
That's
offensive. I don't want to offend you, but.
That doesn't count. That's like I was only joking.
It was certainly offensive.
You know what it is? Yeah. It is a day-to-day version of when someone in court, especially in like a very dramatic television or movie court setting, says something, there's an objection, and they say they withdraw the remark, but the jury still heard it. So didn't really withdraw it.
This next one comes in many of my altercations with our Bolivian bloviator.
Yeah. Yes.
That is directed at me regularly in a different, not always in this phraseology, but it's the same thing. Why are you so upset?
Yeah. Yeah.
That is one. Yeah,
this is a lot of off air.
Yeah. That is one that is. It's horrible. And then number one. Oh,
I think the great George Lopez actually had an album called "Why Are You Crying?"
Why are you crying? There you go. And the number one
Uno?
For the passive aggressive list, ladies and gentlemen. You're too sensitive. You're too sensitive.
Yeah.
That falls under the I'm just joking umbrella.
Yeah. And it's or you're too sensitive. No, you're too insensitive.
Do you? It's like why? And I get this from a lot, not personally for me, but I see when people either you're detail oriented. This is like work wise,
which
there's another word for that. But all of it has to do with wanting more. Like a more buy-in from that person, whether it's emotional or it's like, you know, an action or a responsibility. Like the other option is just do it all yourself and move on with life.
No, you have to, you know, you have to be direct. You have to be honest.
Yeah.
You have to be direct and say, I need you to do that. And I think people, you don't have to be a dick about it, but if you're direct with people and sometimes, you know, to make an omelet, right?
Yeah.
To make an omelet?
Yeah, you
come
need,
on.
You need
you
ham.
You got to break those eggs, periodically.
You break ham.
And not ham, you ass. No. We have to take a break, and we will come back with something. I have no idea. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Break eggs.
Break eggs. You got to break eggs to make an omelet. That's right.
The big omelets down in the Caribbean with the ham they used from last night's dish. There you go. Anyway, that's it. We'll be right back. I don't know.
Greetings to my father.
Has he got a condo or does he have an apartment?
They call him Condo
really?
Bob.
Hello, I'm Condo Bob.
I once saw Condo Bob bowl a perfect game while receiving a colonoscopy.
Best damn management consultant in the firm.
He had to have his feet registered as deadly weapons in the state of Delaware.
Condo Bob has fathered every male child in Indonesia since 1985.
In the wintertime, snow will not accumulate on his walkway out of respect. To Condo Bob!
Condo Bob!
Condo Bob does all of his shopping through the TMOS Shopping Center. One click and he gets what he wants. While everyone else has to click the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com, Condo Bob simply orders his items through the power of his mind.
Got a condo made of stoner.
Condo Bob.
Condo Bob. Oh my God, I love that. Hey, I also love to go fishing with my son, Michael. What I don't like is the motion sickness, the seasickness, the nausea, and the feeling of rolling waves for hours after I'm back on dry land. I don't care for that. It ain't good. Here's the good news. I didn't get it at all when I used my Relief Band.
Yes.
The Relief Band is the number one FDA-cleared anti-nausea wristband that's been clinically proven to relieve and prevent nausea and vomiting associated with motion sickness, anxiety, migraines, hangovers, morning sickness, chemotherapy, and so much more. It's 100% drug-free, non-drowsy, and zero side effects. Relief Band stimulates a nerve in the wrist that travels to the part of the brain that controls nausea. You wear it like a wristwatch, right on your wrist. It's easy. It looks like a Fitbit. Then it blocks it, and now they have the Relief Band Sport. Mm-hmm. It's waterproof and has extended battery life. You can even attach to your Apple or your Android watch. The best thing about my Relief Band is that it works almost instantly. It's so effective, you won't believe it. So if you're planning your next fishing trip or you just get nauseous after filling up our gas tank, I've got good. What does that mean, Rob?
Because the gas prices are so high.
Yeah, for a boat.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Was that you? Was that all you?
It was a suggested copy point.
Thank you. You mean it wasn't yours?
No. No.
Okay. And so, whatever. Right now, you can join
you're
the
too sensitive.
Over 100. You're too insensitive, Mr. President. You can join the over 100,000 Relief Band users with an exclusive offer just for Mike O'Mara listeners. If you go to reliefband.com and use promo code TMOS, you'll receive 20% off plus free shipping and a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. Remember, it's better to have a Relief Band and not need it than to need it and not have it. So head to reliefband.com and use our promo code TMOS for 20% off plus free shipping. You know the scene in The Birdcage, Rob, where they're clearing out everything because Gene Hackman's going to come down?
Yeah.
And remember when the kid goes, don't add, subtract.
I understand, yes.
That's exactly how I feel about that last thing I was talking about there. It would be perfect if we subtracted.
Understood.
Thank you so very much.
It's your favorite mathematical notion is subtraction.
Subtraction. Do we have time to talk about this? I think we do. Yeah, we've got a full segment.
Yeah.
I want to hear about any time you fight with your mother. I'm so sorry. I mean, I did not have a weekend that was either exciting or high in conflict.
Mm-hmm.
It was
That's
just
good.
A bit of a malaise. And if I shared that, it would be meh. Nothing going on that much. Just kind of a drag. Wife getting over COVID. Wife dealing with some other issues that happened. Periodically, you know what I mean? But then you came in and said you fought, and I think there might have been it might have been a tense fourth for a few.
It's there. It's in the air.
You know,
if all of you that have listened to the show for some time know that I don't know if you're supposed to say this, but my mom is my I love her. She's everything to me.
Sure. And,
well, you're good to her.
More
too.
So
you're
than
incredibly
my,
good.
If
to
I
her.
Had a favorite parent, you got to choose. It's easy. It's my mom.
I'm not sure I'd say that.
Oh, you can't say that?
No.
Okay.
No, you just say you love
I'm
your
just,
parents.
I'm just being direct.
And you love your mom.
My mom's my favorite parent.
Yeah, I got a grainy WhatsApp call this weekend from old Papa. He seemed happy.
So if he used a proper piece of technology to call you, he'd be your favorite?
Well, every time I call him, he looks happier than he ever is when he's here stateside. I have
no
idea.
I understand.
Then that's a drag.
Yeah.
I mean, in all seriousness, that's got to suck.
Yeah, I would like someone to take care of my mom and not just me and my wife, right?
So, I could not agree with you more.
Yes.
So I think that's completely 100% legit. I think that's it. And that's a lot of people.
My parents are tied for first in my book.
There you go.
Well, you came from a broken home, so you have to please both of them.
You got
to
love
them
both.
That's right. That's what I do.
My
pleaser.
There is a, I think it might be 32 different episodes, three different seasons, a biopic, much like Elvis.
Yeah.
But a series that Mark Burnett of Survivor fame produced about a singer. His name's Luis Miguel. And he's like the like Julio Iglesias. He's prolific.
Is he an Italian singer?
He was born in Puerto Rico, but became a naturalized citizen of Mexico. He's the son of Mexico.
All right.
And my mother.
Is he still alive?
Yes, as far as I know.
That's fantastic.
My mom.
Luis Miguel.
Dated Mariah Carey at one point.
No, don't you look it up. You just pay attention to your brother.
All right.
I'll look it up. When I'm going over here, you look. Come on.
I want to see a photograph.
We don't have to do things at the same time. Well, I do too. And if I find one, I'll do it. Just you pay attention. Let me do this, please. God.
We, the Fantanas, go over to my mom's on Sunday to spend Sunday and Monday with my mom.
July 3rd and 4th.
Yes. My mom has no friends. Why? Probably because, you know, she's rough around the edges, and COVID either took them to the happy hunting ground, her friends, or they moved to South America.
Did she have friends at one time?
Yes, okay. A lot of them.
All right.
But everybody moved away.
Yeah.
Like all my friends moved to Florida, like Mike.
Yep.
They decided to vote for Donald Trump and make it their platform.
You still got me, baby.
I still got you.
Look
you found
me.
Luis Miguel, right?
Oh. Luis Miguel!
Yeah. He's handsome.
Which, by the way, I'd rather discuss at a higher level, but, you know, just because you voted for the man, if you can't have a discussion post, if you can't see anything past January 6th, I just don't want anything to do with you. So, reevaluate. Some, like, maybe this wasn't the right choice.
Exactly.
So, my mom, this chronicles his young, his him growing up. Luis Miguel.
So when he was Megalito.
Yes. And then my mom, every time she sees some sort of trauma or like issue with somebody being too machista, and like she starts saying that was me. Like I could have sang or I could have been like
she gloms
on to every little situation.
Okay.
Right?
How does that relate to Luis Miguel though?
Because it's full of a Latin American upbringing, with a lot of like the woman being secondary within the upbringing of the superstar pop star.
Okay,
but the mom not getting enough credit, right? So my mom, and I'll give you the perfect scene that my mom, like the kids are all around Luis Miguel. He has brothers, and they're all working hard, and the mom never gets credit. Because the dad's the dad agent, and the dad's always going to the big parties, and the mom's never getting invited to the parties, and she's just beating this drum of like, that was me. And usually I can tune her out.
So let me see if I've got this straight, because I want to make sure
I'm
understand.
I'm not telling the story appropriately.
But I understand. So no, you are. I get what you're saying. I just want to be clear on it. So when your mom's talking about when she watches this, that... Luis Miguel has a father who's his manager, and he gets to share the spotlight and the limelight. Yeah. And he's out on the road with him, and they're going out to all the premieres, and they're doing all the concerts.
Grammys.
Meanwhile, mom is in the background,
the
doesn't get nearly as credit. She just slaying the rat. And your mom is watching this going, that's me.
Yes.
That's my life. That's how I was treated. I never had the spot. I could have been a contender.
She could have been contender. Yes, she could have been contender.
I don't know why I turned your mom into Triumph the Insult Comic Dog. I apologize.
And along the way, there was a little Rita Moreno, but it was a good trick. Then Don Waring.
Yes.
Don
Waring. So, spoiler alert.
Yes.
Just turn it down for 2 seconds. It's all in Spanish, by the way. If you want to learn Spanish, watch it.
Okay.
You'll see the
subtitles. Can you get English subtitles?
I'm sure you can.
Awesome.
That's how Shannon was watching it. You find out that they most likely buried this mom in the backyard over some financial issues. Like, really, like...
What do you mean? Buried? Murdered her?
Like, murdered her, right?
It is like alluded, Luis Miguel's father murdered mom?
This is alleged. Luis Miguel's father and... his brother murdered his wife at the time because she wouldn't sign certain paperwork.
The mother of Luis Miguel was murdered.
Was murdered, yes.
By the father.
By the father.
But not Luis Miguel.
Not Luis Miguel.
Thank God.
He was a little kid and on tour.
So he's a child star too.
He's a child star too. Like been a star his entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom starts talking about how she could have been murdered and she could have been buried in the backyard. And at this point,
about like by your father, maybe.
Yeah, I'm like, who else would have done it, right? So I'm at this point. I call my dad because this is 12 episodes in. I've been hearing this beat, this drum beat. I'm like, I called my dad and I said, "Dad, would you ever have buried mom in the backyard of the Blair House Apartments, like when we were younger and we're growing up?"
And, you know, when he brings something in, you never quite know.
No, no. And it's always exciting.
And he's like, he looks happy. He's out at some cafe with God knows who. He says, "Okay." I'm saying, "I've been sitting here with your wife, my mother, for 12 episodes. And she keeps talking about how she was, you know, never allowed and this and that. And I'm fine with that. I'm sure you got to deal with it when you're here. That's why you leave for 6 months every year. But will you please tell mom you weren't ever going to bury her in the playground of the Blair House Apartments in Silver Spring?"
So she's getting serious with this.
Correct.
She's arguing with you, saying, "No, this really could have happened.
This could have happened.
Me.
If we had a bigger backyard or not an apartment, anything's possible, you know."
And what did Pop say?
My dad says, "What, are you watching that Netflix series?"
And so he knows of
the
series.
He's watched it.
He's watching it longingly, going, "I should have buried her in the backyard."
No, you know, Oscarito, hindsight is always 2020.
What did he say?
My dad starts laughing because he knows the pain I'm in.
Good.
Right?
I'm glad I was waiting for that closure. He starts laughing.
My dad
starts
like cackling like I cackle on the show. And my mom starts yelling at my dad and me.
Really?
Yeah.
And seriously, yelling.
Yeah, seriously, because she's wearing the Scarlet Letter. And I said, "We don't know." I was like, "Dad barely does anything around the house. The last thing is to bury a body." And two, I was like, "I was never a pop star. Jose's not a pop star. Like, this is not you. Like, you're killing me with all these, like, this was me. And now you got to talk to Dad and tell him all the things you just said for the last 12 hours of this episode."
Because it's upsetting her son.
Yes. Correct.
You called her on her BS.
Yes.
That if you keep talking like that, I'm calling Dad.
Yes.
Get on the phone.
Yeah, you tell
Dad,
him.
Listen to what she's saying.
Him.
Do you think any of her game plan was to get you upset, or did she just want sympathy?
No, she just like yelling at the TV. But she didn't know that I'm sitting there stewing.
Right.
Did she get on the phone with your father?
No, she got on FaceTime and she goes, "Todo está bien, mijito." Like, everything's fine, sweetie.
To your dad.
Yeah, like, I'm the crazy one.
So she is connecting with
you. Yeah. Okay. And she says, so she goes, "Asom te estaba jugando, pero no me dejaste estudiar," which means you didn't let me study. Like, my dad didn't let her go to college.
Oh, she's beat that drum before.
No. They start fighting over. They're fighting over WhatsApp. And then I'm sitting there.
For something that happened 50 years ago.
Like, so I'm sitting there, like, "Look," I said, "I was just calling kind of as a bit to see if mom would actually tell you that she thought you'd bury her in the backyard that we never had. Now you guys are fighting, and now mom is mad at me. I'm going to hang up the phone. I know you guys love each other, even though you spent half the year apart. I'm going to take Shannon to Home Goods, and then we'll be back in an hour." That's it.
And did you leave them connected?
I left them connected. I was like, "You guys
figure this out."
And
I left.
I said, "Mom, and this is what drives me up. My mom is so cheap. Every time there's another episode coming, like on Netflix, she asks, ¿cuánto va a costar este? Like, how much is this next episode going to cost?" And I'm like, "Mom, it's in a package. They don't charge you for every episode that comes up. You're killing me.
So you don't know the result of what
I don't. I left. We went to Home Goods and found nothing, but walked around for an hour.
Rob, you know, that means we get an update.
Yeah, you know what would be great is if you went to Home Goods and came home with a shovel.
I look forward to hearing how the date ends.
Don't know.
You know,
left.
But does she normally burn hot and then forget this kind of stuff and move on?
Yes. Quando, Mike. Quando, how much?
Quando. how's the town doing today?
The town has cleaned up all the fireworks and ready to bring you some entertainment.
Very good. We'll be right back.
Rob Spiewak.
How's your balance?
Yeah, you're kind of slow getting up from the bed. Yeah.
Rob.
And here is...
My walker.
This is the deluxe folding walker.
You're going to want to put tennis balls on it. Yeah.
Don't settle for just any mobility device. Step up to the Cadillac of Home Assist aids.
From Speewack Industries, it's the new Dude Walker.
God damn it.
Shut in no more. Perfect for the convalescent that's hobbled, handicapped, or hampered.
Yes, the Dude Walker combines style and sophistication with solid support and stability.
I'm the dude.
You can get the new Dude Walker along with accessories like catheters and tennis balls from the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center. Click the link and you'll be mobile in no time.
I'm walking here!
The new Dude Walker. Walk on!
Caution, some items may have shifted during flight.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey everybody, mellower vibes are just a drop or a toke away with Dodd Grass.
Yes. Dodd Grass.
Dodd Grass will take you back. Just sit back, light up, and chill out the old-fashioned way. Sweet dreams are made of CBD. Dodd Grass is legal, organic, smokable hemp that relaxes your body and mellows your mind. Their 100% organic pre-rolled joints are very low in THC, and they're high in CBD, so you can enjoy the effects of CBD while keeping a clear head. And if you want the toke without the smoke, Dodd Grass also has a CBD tincture made with the same high-quality hemp. It's easy to dose, and the effects come on smooth, man.
Man.
Chill out without getting stoned, dude. And now, all things must grass. Celebrate Sweet George with special edition George Harrison pre-rolled joints or merch. Great for any Beatles fan who needs to chill. All Dodd Grass products are federally legal for ages 18 and over, and it ships right to your door anywhere in the U.S. Right now, Dodd Grass is offering TMOS listeners 20% off your first order when you go to dadgrass.com/TMOS. Go to dadgrass.com/TMOS for 20% off your first order. Remember, man, that's dadgrass.com/TMOS.
Sound Town. We call this stereophonic.
You'd like
sound.
This again.
Sound Town.
I thought I would.
He actually sang a song with Frank Sinatra.
Oh, well, he's a big deal then. How old is he now?
Luis Miguel. When Frank, I guess, put out an 80th.
Yeah.
Right?
The Duets album.
Yeah, Duets.
Is he on the Duets album?
He's on the Duets.
I have it at home.
Luis Miguel.
Yeah. Oh, I'll check it out.
Yeah.
That sounded so insincere. Yeah.
No, that is.
You sounded like you were on the program.
Yeah.
I'll never listen to it.
I will listen to it tonight.
Let me know what you think.
I will absolutely call you late at night.
Please.
Mike, how do you feel about a cappella groups? I'm not a fan.
I don't mind them at all. I mean, if they're good, it's like a barbershop, you know?
Well, barbershop I like. Yeah. I think that's sort of different than when they came out with the really red hot. Who was it that had the Christmas?
Pentatonics.
Yeah, I thought that Pentotonics.
Peptotonics.
Mike, four
I
out
like
of five.
The Manhattan Transfer. They did a little of that kind of stuff, didn't they?
Was it Pentatonics?
Pentatonics. But Mike, Manhattan Transfer.
Wait a minute. That's devil, right?
Yeah.
Is that devil worship?
Yeah, the Manhattan Transfer never worshiped the devil when they sang Boy from New York City.
Pentagram and tonic. That's what I have when I go to my Satan worshipers parties.
You could have probably sang in some sort of a cappella group.
A glee club.
I do. Here, I'll give you a little. Please. All right, here we go. Here we go. Do you the jitterbug?
Well, I like when they use the a cappella style, sometimes not for music, but sort of as a gimmick. This is a cappella group called May Tree. And they use, this is just voices on this, doing iPhone sounds and rings. Keep in mind, these are all human voices. Mm. This is pretty neat.
I like it.
I do too.
Soothing.
I like it.
I don't like that one so much.
That's a marimba.
Marimba.
Is it all high register stuff?
What do you mean?
I mean, is it all up high like that?
No, there's a bass guy in there, too.
Yeah. Watch this. Check this out.
Okay.
Mr. Sandman.
Yes.
Make me a dream.
Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum. Mike, I think we need to spend some studio time together.
That was in the Excellent. Back to the Future 2 soundtrack.
And number one, and no, Back to the Future 1.
One?
One, oh, yeah, man. When Marty gets there. All right, When you go to a wedding, or as I said earlier, a funeral for Lindsay Lohan, be careful if you're going to drunk dance.
Oh, no.
Because over the weekend, drunk dad was drunk dancing at a wedding, and he was waving sparklers. But because it looked like it was the reception was at some sort of farm setting, there was dried like corn shocks around.
Oh, God.
This is the sound of the wedding reception decor being set on fire by drunk dad and his spark. And they were the long sparklers, like maybe 2 feet long.
Oh,
so he's doing all. He looks like Edie from Grey Gardens.
Oh, he's dancing in that awkward way.
Yes, he is. And if you look at the video, you know he's drunk because once it lit on fire, he turned around and reached into it.
He did pay for the wedding.
If Charles Barkley was here, he'd say, it sounds like there's some big women there.
Yes, I think there are some thick-set women
it
there.
It sounds like there's probably some big women there. You play that one more time. After I say that now, you listen to these women yelling. And tell me if you don't think they're big.
Fire!
That shows a fat scream.
Yeah. Save the cake!
Have you guys, as dads, thought about what a wedding? Would you drink at your daughter's wedding?
I can't.
Oh, yeah, you can't.
You're Although right. I would have. 4 months ago, the plan was
we
yes.
We don't need to go on after that. That's it. That's it.
It was one of the things that Kevin said. He says, well, you know what? You're not going to miss out on a lot of stuff. You will have cider at your daughter's wedding. I said, I can do that.
My answer for you? Yeah. Okay. You know, I got to go there and do the walkie-walkie and pay the payee probably, you know? So the answer is a big time yes.
Yeah, I think some of the saddest people I've ever seen have been fathers at daughters' weddings as they write a check to keep the bar open again.
I don't think it's abnormal
my poor
for me
Uncle
to
Pete,
also say,
God, he looked like he is
real happy with my Modern Family situation. Very happy. But there are, you know, let's be real. You know, you're going to have a couple of toddies, a couple of cocktails when you're at a place where you know there are some people there that really don't like
enemies
you.
At the gate.
Yeah. Yes. And God knows you've already paid for them.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hi, former family.
Mike, this is the second time Manassas has come up on the show today.
Yes.
She comes from Manassas.
Oh.
She's 86 years old.
Mm. God bless her.
And still at work at her chosen profession. At 86, she remains the world's oldest flight attendant.
Good for her.
Let's have a listen, shall we?
Is she hot? I'm sorry.
Yeah. She's hotter than the flaming decorations at that wedding.
I thought
don't get a sparkler near her.
I thought they had to retire when they turned 60.
Listen, I got to look at this lady. I don't think anyone tells this lady to do anything.
She's from Manassas?
Yeah, she's from
Manassas. Would she fly out of Dulles?
I imagine so. She got her start on Eastern Airlines when she was like a
kid. Oh, my God. I flew it. I'm old enough to have flown that.
Here she is, 86-year-old flight attendant.
I wanted to be a flight attendant from the time I got on the first airplane. I was 16 years old. The pilot and the flight attendant walked across the hall. And I thought that was for me. Even when I think I might retire or something, then I come to work and I think, oh, I couldn't do that.
Her biggest change she's seen in their time on the airplane, Mike, is now when she started, they had wicker seats.
Hey, God bless this lady for keep
God
keep
bless her,
going,
Oscar.
Right?
Yes,
keep me going.
Yeah.
86 year wicker seats. I'm just saying.
Wicker seats.
I don't think she takes a lot of guff from anybody. Oh, she looks
like smoke.
No.
Does it say what airline?
They didn't mention what she's currently on. She started on Eastern.
You know, though. I came to this country on Eastern Airlines.
Yeah. The pilot speak, you say, what equipment are you on? In her case, it's a pacemaker.
Dang, I want to tell you.
I want to tell you.
And let's close, Mike, with top skunk news. The skunk is a peculiar animal.
Ooh.
Okay.
So this is a hot-breaking skunk news.
Animal control officers in Nebraska recently removed a Miller Lite can that was stuck on the head of a skunk. God, that smell was awful, said the skunk.
That one's for my mom, and that's all I got.
I like that.
Mike.
Wicker seats made me laugh. We got to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode. And I'd love an update. Check on Yoli and see how she's doing. We got to roll. Thanks, Pony, for listening. And for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Get it at MikeOmaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Who cares?
Nobody gives a crap.
It's all a big nothing. What makes you think you're special?
So what do I mean to drop my pants and fire a rocket?
Pigeonhole!
I see.